Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Time to talk baseball with Fireman Jim. Good morning, Fireman
Good
Jim.
Good morning, Bob and Brian. It is Wednesday morning. I am back. The season is winding down.
Well,
nice
not,
out today, though.
Not a lot left.
No, there's not. There's not. I like the weather today, though.
What day is the last game of the World Series scheduled, if needed? Is
I
it in November?
The first. November 1.
November
is game,
1.
Is game 7.
That's game.
I know it seems weird. I don't like it either.
I don't really like getting in November. You know?
It's like basketball season starting so early this year. Next year, baseball is going to start early. Baseball is going to start in March and end in November. That's just seems.
Let's face it. November 1st doesn't mean anything because it's not going to snow in Los Angeles because the Cubs are done. They're down 3-0.
Yeah, not looking good. Over. They didn't look good at all yesterday.
I don't think the Cubs are a bad baseball team. No, they're just not. They're not playing. They're not hitting the ball at timely.
They're just getting outplayed on all the facets.
The Dodgers.
Of the game.
It just looks like the Dodgers. And I said when the Dodgers had like 8,000 wins in July, I said they're not going to be in the World Series. They're peaking way too early. No, they look great.
And maybe remember their slump they had.
They had
a wicked slump. Maybe that was a good thing actually.
And the Brewers were the beginning of that slump for them. Remember, they went in there, took three from the Dodgers when they needed to take three from the Dodgers.
And they did. And sometimes a team needs something like because they would have been cruising the whole way into the playoffs. They maybe right now they're not as hungry. Now they felt that slump in September. They're like, okay, we got to get our act together and. They have.
Let's not crown them yet.
No.
And then you go to the American League. If Houston, and man, I thought that was a lock when they're up 2-0. It's not going to snow in Houston. It could snow in New York, though. So
yeah.
The
Yankees, the Astros bullpen is really not pitching very well, and that's costing them games right now. And the Baby Bombers, which I don't like calling them that.
I don't feel good about saying that.
I don't like that either.
I don't like hearing... Like, is that Brian Anderson who's got the call on that one?
I think so.
Or is it Joe?
Oh, no.
Is that Joe Buck?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound good, whoever it is. The Baby Bombers.
I know. They're just trying to, it's New York. They're trying to get a new moniker on them, you know, something that'll flow into the.
Why be the Baby Bombers? Why not?
Because they're all such young players. What else? I mean,
Brian.
Bronx Bombers, that was coined in the 70s. Was the Bronx Bombers coined in the 70s? Or was it even earlier than that? I don't think they were called that in the 30s, were they? Or maybe they
Bronx
were.
Bronx Bombers?
Maybe they were.
It was like Gehrig and Ruth, wasn't it?
Was that the, I mean, that's.
Who was Murderers Row then?
Oh, right.
That was not.
I thought that
Yankees.
Was.
Maybe it was
that
the 70s.
I think, yeah.
Was that the Brooklyn Dodgers?
I don't know. They always want to use Bombers.
No,
nobody wants to use Murder anymore, though.
Not Murderers Row.
Yeah.
Got it? You can't use that one anymore, can you? Baby Bombers, that probably, you should probably maybe in a couple years, that might be like just too much. Whoa, hey. You can't say that.
How about
this?
The Bronx Unabombers.
They all had the beers, but Yankees still to this day, since the Steinbrenner rules, cannot have beards or names on the back of their jerseys.
So the Astros leave Houston with a 2-game lead, up 2-0. Mm-hmm. They come to New York. They lose the first night in New York. Pretty much all Yankees,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
8-1, I think, was the final.
Yep.
But last night, they had that game under control. They were up 4-0.
And then here comes the bullpen. And let's face it, Judge is all or nothing. And yesterday, I mean, he's been all this series. He's a strikeout home run hitter, but he's been clutch. He's been clutch. Their three middle hitters have been doing quite well for him. And that's just the way baseball is for those three players. It's all or nothing. And they've been coming through in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Judge has been...
Yeah, he had, he's such a big guy, that double he hit, he just flicked his wrist on an outside pitch, and it's off the wall.
He doesn't hit me as a guy who would do well at the plate, because there's so much of him to get moving. There's nothing compact about anything he does. I don't think, I mean, I'm not a baseball analyst or expert.
But he's so big, though, but you usually don't see guys, I mean, like, look at Altuve on the Astros, total opposite.
Right, stand those two side by
side. He's a foot taller than him and just, 125 pounds heavier. I mean, I think Altuve is the best right-handed hitter in baseball because that guy just gets on base, he's got power, he's got speed. But Judge, he's what they want him to be.
Well, they both flashed some pretty serious leather in this series.
Yeah. Yeah.
Judge with a couple of great catches the other night. Altuve just does it daily.
He does. And then that catch that Judge has, I mean, it would have been an average player would have had it jump and just catch it. He just kind of on his tippy toes, robs home runs. And for a big guy, he can move, but he's still young. And what's going to happen when he's getting older and his knees start bothering him like Moses Malone?
Moses, that's what
ended. It's a different sport.
That is a different
Jim.
Sport.
Wasn't
I'm
that
getting off track here?
Wasn't that the mix problem? His knees. He blew
he had
up
bad
his knee.
Knees.
Yeah.
His bigger problem was his liver because he smashed that with alcohol.
Yeah.
But that didn't prevent him from chasing baseballs, Brian.
No.
You see it
kind of took longer.
No, so he's playing
Bronx
well.
Bomber is also a marijuana joint rolled with cigar paper.
What?
Yeah.
I learned something. Who was murderer?
Is there a baby bomber that's a marijuana joint, Brian?
I'm just looking up Bronx Bomber.
Okay.
So back to the Cubs game. So,
okay.
So now, you know, the pitcher's up. You saw this, right? Yu Darvish, they were going to pull him. They decided to let him hit with the bases loaded.
No, I was long gone by then. I saw his first at bat. It's like he forgot he was at bat the first time he was up. He had three strikes on him. Oh, I'm done.
Yeah, he's like, what's going on? He can't hit at all.
He never looked like he wanted to swing. He wasn't ready to swing.
He's not going to.
Okay.
So Edwards, all he's got to do is throw strikes. Just throw strikes, and that's an easy out. And he walks him on four straight.
then it's not your year, right?
Yikes. I mean, he's one of those pitchers that it's in his head. It's definitely in his head. And then the next guy, the leadoff hitter, comes up, and Chris Taylor, who just hit a homer and a triple that game, and he strikes him out on three pitches. So
go figure.
That's
this
baseball.
Game.
It's baseball. What did Yogi Berra say? It's, 90% of the game is half mental?
Yeah.
He's one of those pitchers that got to get his head in the game. This is playoffs, man.
Well, the Cubs have had the lead at every game.
Yeah.
Every game. They've jumped out to the lead.
Yep.
And
it's a nice job of choking, then.
They just have not looking good for them.
Yeah, they have nothing after that.
I don't see them winning today. I think, and you know, it could be wrong, obviously. I've been wrong in the past about these playoffs.
We get two games again today, right? Yeah. We get the Cubs late, we get the Yankees early.
Yep. And now the Astros are coming back. They have Keuchel today, and then they still have Verlander, who, that's their big 1-2 punch. So they're in good shape. I mean, yeah, they've now lost two in a row, but they're going to go back to Houston for sure, for at least game six. No matter what. So they're looking all right. Not too worried about them. If I had to pick right now, I'd still go with the Houston, L.A.
But the Yankees have to be a surprise. They were
a wild card.
They were
a wild card.
And they were supposedly in a rebuilding year, right?
Rebuilding year, just like kind of a little bit more advanced than the Brewers rebuilding year. But still, I mean, it's their big three and their bullpen. I mean, their bullpen is dominant. If they get that starter to go into the fourth, fifth, sixth inning, they're gonna win most of their games, most of their playoff games. Their bullpen is that solid right now.
Do you enjoy all-day baseball right now, Fireman Jim? Because this could be the last day of all-day baseball.
It could be, actually. I like it. I do like it. It's the best time
of
year.
So that's kind of why I'm hoping the Cubs pull one out, because I'd like a little more baseball, please.
They're still at home, so, I mean, they're not to be taken lightly, obviously. They're down 3-1 last year in the World Series, and they came back. I mean, 3-0 is different. They got to go to L.A. for sure, no matter what, if they win today.
For the last 2 years, these playoff tickets have been impossible to get in Chicago. And if you could, they were way overpriced.
I can imagine.
Yesterday, 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, you could get a ticket in Wrigley Field for below face
value. No way.
Yes. Yes. They were available.
So they're that.
Matter of fact, I think at 1 o'clock, the Cubs announced that there were still tickets available for last night's game, that the Cubs still had tickets.
Wow.
And you could get them below face value online.
Really?
Yeah. I know. So I guess
it's old hat in Chicago.
Right. Yeah. Well, let us know when it's 100 years again and we'll get excited.
Jeez.
Yeah. Fine.
I would have gone to the game if I'd known that.
In Chicago.
Why not?
Really?
Yeah, it's a playoff baseball game. I'll go to them, sure.
I thought you were working too hard, getting everything closed up.
I was on my motorcycle ride yesterday. I became an old man yesterday. You know that.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday.
Man,
hey, I wished you happy birthday on Facebook, Fireman Jim.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I saw that. Thank you.
Did you?
Brian?
I saw
your birthday party was like weeks ago.
I know. It's a month.
I came to that.
A month of a birthday. Now it's done. Done.
Well, I thought it was then.
Yep. Yeah, I faked you out. It's part of my plan.
Well, I gave you wishes then when I thought it was.
I thanked you.
Not enough, Brian.
Not enough. I want more.
A guy has a party. That's it.
It's all about me.
That's the dinner.
You win.
All about, yes.
Soup is not dinner.
Yeah, it's all about me.
No, that's it. That's the dinner.
Yep. Nope. All about me.
So did you enjoy your special day?
I sure did.
Good.
And I watched baseball, which I do every birthday. It used to be the World Series on my birthday, but now it's just the playoffs.
Now you're not even close.
Now I'm not even close.
To the World Series.
I always watch. Remember the earthquake was the World Series earthquake.
All right, so before we wrap this up, do... the Cubs have any chance? Well, not, I don't think they have any chance of winning the series at this point. They're going to win four.
I will
in
give
a row.
Them a 2% chance.
Okay, of still getting there.
Only happened once.
And you still like Houston against the Yankees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you
for
think
sure.
that's your matchup?
That's Dodgers, my matchup right now.
Dodgers Astros in the World
yep,
Series.
Yep, we'll know that next Wednesday when I come back. Take that to the bank. Well, maybe not.
Yeah. There's another guy associated with the show who has had phrases like put a bow on it. Yeah, that hasn't really panned out. All right, Fireman Jim.
All right, Bob Ryan.
We'll talk about it next week.